Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah Almighty. We praise Him, seek His help, and implore Him for forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evils of ourselves and from our sinful deeds. He whom Allah chooses to guide, none can misguide. And he whom Allah chooses not, none can guide. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah alone with no associate. I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's messenger and Allah's chosen and Allah's beloved. I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered the message and fulfilled the trust and advised the ummah and removed the sadness and struggle in the causes of Allah until his final days. We ask Allah to reward our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the best of reward given to his Prophet for his sincere work with his ummah. May Allah send this salah, peace and blessing upon him, his family and companions until the day of judgment. To Allah, our Lord, lead us out from the depths of darkness and illusion unto the light of erudition and knowledge and from the muddy shallows of lust unto the heavens of your vicinity. O you who believe, revere Allah the right reverence and do not die except as Muslims. O people, revere your Lord who has created you from a single soul, created from it its mate and dispersed from both of them many men and women. Revere Allah through whom you demand things from one another and cherish the ties of the wombs. Indeed, Allah is ever watchful over you. O you who believe, revere Allah and say fair words. He will then rectify your deeds and forgive your sins. He who obeys Allah and His Messenger has certainly achieved a great victory. Indeed, the best speech is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book, and the best guidance is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's guidance. The worst affair of religion are those innovated by people, for every such innovation is an act of misguidance leading to the fire. O Allah, exclude and save us of the hellfire. Dear believers, I urge you and myself to be ever conscious of Allah and do construct our lives in accordance to what He has ordered us, as He says, and fear a day when you will be returned to Allah, then every soul will be compensated for it has put forth, and then will not be treated unjustly. Dear believers, masjids are the houses of Allah and the shelter of believers and the home for the pious. To these houses of Allah, worshippers' hearts attach, and therein Muslims devote themselves to dhikr, as Allah the Almighty says, and such niches are in masjids, which Allah has ordered to be raised and that His name be mentioned therein, exalting Him and within them in the morning and in the evening, men whom neither commerce or nor sell distracts from the remembrance of Allah and performance of prayer and giving of zakah. Allah the Most Exalted has made them a place of return and security for people. From their minarets rises higher the name of Allah the Almighty, and from every part therein beam the goodly words and word. Also in the masjids, Quran is recited and the Prophet's hadiths and tradition are taught. As well as for salat and dhikr, Muslims came also for receiving beneficial knowledge and increasing their understanding, when, for example, they listen to Friday khutbah every week. As such, they are among those who respond to the call of Allah. O you who have believed, when the adhan is called for the prayer on the day of Jummah, then proceed to the remembrance of Allah and leave trade. That is better for you if you only knew. Indeed, mosques are blessed and pure houses about which our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the dearest parts on the face of earth near Allah are its mosques. Dear servants of Allah, masjids have virtues of their own which Muslims have to be aware of. One of such merits is that Allah, may glory be to Him, multiplies His reward for those who walk their way to the masjid. Muslims will get the recompense for every step they do on their way to and back from the masjid. So whoever does ablution and hits to the houses of Allah for attending a congregational prayer, Allah will double his good deeds and cross out his misdeeds as many steps as he has walked. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if any one of you performs ablution and performs it very well and goes out for prayer, he does not take his right step, but Allah records a good work or blessings for him, and he does not take his left step, but Allah remits one sin from him. Any one of you may reside near the masjid or far from it. If he comes to the masjid and prays in congregation, he will be forgiven by Allah. If he comes to the masjid while the people had prayed in part, and prayer remained in part, then he prays in congregation the part he joined and completed the part he had missed, he will enjoy similarly. If he comes to the masjid when the people have finished prayer, he will enjoy the same. Dear Muslims, amongst the ethics Muslims should observe when going to masjid is to be clean and elegantly dressed. Allah the Most Exalted says, O children of Adam, take your adornment in every masjid. This is evidenced further by Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he says, when someone among you offers salah, he should wear two garments, as Allah is most deserving you should adorn for. Muslims are also advised to observe a decent attire, which must reveal no part of their bodies that may invalidate prayer, especially when performing ruku and sujood. As well as good apparel, Muslims should be careful that no repulsive odors come out from their bodies or clothes for fear of harming others. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, he who eats onion and garlic and leek should not approach our masjid, for the angels are harmed by the same things as the children of Adam. No less important, Muslims should not disturb other worshippers or cause them to impair their concentration in prayer. This is the case when, for example, mobile phones are left on, which can produce loud sounds. Dear Muslims, please know that by attending lectures and sessions for studying and learning the Holy Quran in masjid, you shall gain your lot from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's inheritance. You shall also acquire everything that may enlighten your thoughts and guide your heart and senses. Indeed, this is the prophetic legacy which qualified scholars and inheritors of the prophets, as they are teach and communicate. Though through this legacy, they promote noble Islamic virtues and protect against immoderation and sternness. For their role in counseling people to ensure principles of mercy and peace, they deserve every praise and prayer for forgiveness from inhabitants of the earth and sky. Abu al-Darda reported that he heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, all the ones that are in the heavens and the ones in the earth, even the fish in the sea, seek forgiveness for the scholars. The servants of Allah strive to go to the houses of Allah, establish congregational prayer there, attend lectures and recite Quran. We are also required to respect masjid's sanctity, maintain their cleanliness and furnishing, avoid damaging their facilities, turn away from ill speech, buying or selling anything that may injure the sacredness of the place. Bearing this in mind, we seek Allah's favor to help us be amongst those who observe prayers in congregation and attend Jummah. May Allah help us also to obey Him and those He has ordained upon us to obey pursuant to His injunctions. May Allah bless you and me with the ability to implement the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of His Messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So be keen to maintain masjids and fill them with iman, just as Allah the Almighty says, the masjids of Allah are only to be maintained by those who believe in Allah and the last day, and establish prayer and give zakah, and do not fear except Allah, for it is expected that those will be of the rightly guided. May Allah grant us the benefit of His verses. I say this and pray to Allah the Almighty to grant us forgiveness, supplicate to Allah for forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving and most merciful.
Alhamdulillah, salatu wassalam ala Nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Today the khutbah about the masjid and just brothers, and for reminder, just you know, when you come to masjid, just jazakumullah khair, just choose a nice clothes. I didn't want, say something like expensive, no, simple, looking nice. And you know, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, the Sahabi, one day he gifted his friend the clothes for the sleeping. And next day he saw this brother inside the masjid. He came with this clothes. He said, brother, I didn't give you this clothes for that. You know, you have this for sleep. When you want to sleep, wear this clothes. And just subhanAllah, this for what? When you stand in front of Allah Azza subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to respect that. Also about the masjid, when you come to masjid, we bring your kids, mashallah, this is a good way. But you have to teach your kids about what within the time, the salah. You have to how respect the salah. Also, some brother, when he come, he teach his kids inside the masjid. Come in, pray next to me. No. Start, teach him inside the house. When you want to teach your kids, they start with from the house. How respect the salah, how respect. Also, when you come in, subhanAllah, you have to take some, if you have bath him in the house, nicely, you come into masjid. This you have all this for that from the Sharia, from the Islam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba said, wallahi ismail, the nas buffing from him. SubhanAllah, if he walk in this street, we smell the perfume from him. We know he passed this road. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla, as we ask Allah to forgive us. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-huda wa al-tuqa wa al-afaf wa al-ghina. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-huda wa al-tuqa wa al-afaf wa al-ghina. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-huda wa al-tuqa wa al-afaf wa al-ghina. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكيها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها مولاها اللهم اصلح حالنا وحال المسلمين في كل مكان اللهم احفظنا في أنفسنا اللهم احفظنا في أنفسنا وفي أهلينا اللهم احفظ هذه البلاد من كل الحرائق اللهم احفظ هذه البلاد من كل مكروه اللهم احفظنا في أنفسنا وفي أهلينا وكل المسلمين وكل من يعيش في هذه البلاد اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وتجاوز عنا اللهم اصلح حالنا وحال المسلمين في كل مكان اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم امن خائفهم واطعم جائعهم واسقي عطشانهم واكسي عريانهم واشف مرضاهم وداوي جرحاهم وارحم موتاهم وتقبل شهداءهم اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات المستقدمين والمستاخرين الاحياء منهم والاموات انك ولي ذلك والقادر عليه واقم الصلاه